This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, November 4th, 2022. We will finish Gimel Amud Beis 3b, the second section. We have the green text. So we're talking about the times that are added to the end of the sixth year where you can't do work, right? Because you're preparing now for the seventh year, as opposed to taking care of produce of the sixth year. Green text. But Amar of Shimon ben Pazi, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. So Shimon ben Levi, Shimon Pazi says, name of Shimon Levi, name of bar Kapara. Raming Amliel Beis Dino. Right? Nimnu al Shnei Prakim Halalu Bitlum. Right? That Raming Amliel and his Beis Din, so they made a decision about these two time periods, and they nullified them. Right? Scratch it, cancel it. Right. So Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Abar, Rabbi Zeira says to Rabbi Abar, Amar le Rabbi Shlakish Rabbi Yochanan. Some say this is a conversation between Rabbi Shlakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Gamliel le Beis Dino, Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Dino, for as great as they are, and as fabulous and wonderful and powerful as they are, Heichi Matzah Mivali Takanti Beis Shami Beis Hillel. How in the world did they have the right, the power, the authority to nullify a takana made by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Right, of that previous generation, or even greater. That's not, we learn in the Mishnah. Ein Beis Din Yachal Batal Divrei Beis Din Chaveiro. One Beis Din cannot nullify the takana of another Beis Din. Ela in Kein Gadol Mimenu V'Chachma U'V'Minyan, unless they are greater in wisdom and numbers. And in this case, right, as great as Rabbi Gamliel was, it wasn't Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Ishtomim Kisha Achada. So he was quiet for a minute, right? Deep, silent, quiet contemplation. Amar Lani, he says, Amar, so maybe we should say, Kachisnu Beneim, that when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel made this takana, they included a provision for its cancellation. And they said, they made the following tonight. Anyone who wants to come and nullify this has our permission to come and nullify it. Now the Gemara says, wait a minute, did who he? This is a takana of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, they have the right to give somebody else permission to abrogate. Halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai hi. This is indeed not a takana Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, it's halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's a law given to Moses at Sinai, part of our oral tradition. D'amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Mishurim Nechanya, Ish Bikas Beis Chorsan. Right, Rav Asi says in the name of Yochanan, says in the name of Nechunya, who was a person from Beis Chortan, the valley of Beis Chortan, to be exact. Eser Netios, the 10 plantings, Arava, right, the Arava ceremony, Menisa Chamayim, right, that of the water libations on Sukkos, Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, right, that is Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, and our, right, additional plantings, including the Eser Netios, right, it's part of Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, so Yitzchak says, Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, no, when did the Hilchasa Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai, the law, apply Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, you can, in the seventh year, the end of the sixth year, right, before the beginning of the seventh year, you can't do work in the field. That's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. That's a real bona fide oral tradition law. Va'asu hani tako mi-Pesach mi-Ataris. These two, right, these, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they rolled it back all the way to Pesach and Shemuas. And when they rolled it back, they included the provision, the tnai, the condition. That is, anyone who wants to come and nullify it, should come and nullify it. And then Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Dino came and nullified it. Now we say, wait a minute. Right? We just said it was Halacha L'Moshe Mi-Sinai. V'hani Hilchasa Ninu. Are these really just a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai? Now, we don't often say just a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai, but if we can find it in the Chumash itself, then we would say it's not just a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. It's right in the text. Crying in it, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. Excuse me. Ditznan, that we learned in the Mishnah, this is actually what we referenced yesterday. V'charish u'v'katzir tishbot. From the plowing and the harvesting, you shall cease. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Akiva says, Ein tzarech lomar charish v'katzir shel shviz. That pasuk does not have to be talking about plowing and harvesting of Shemitah. Shaharei kvar ne'emar, because it already says, San chalot tizrom, chamer chalot tizmor. Right? It is not, you may not plant your field, you may not prune your vineyard. El acharis shel erev shviis. Rather, it must be, it is the plowing of the year before Shemitah. For the continuation of this Gemara, right, you should come back on Monday. Please join us next week. But this concludes our learning for today.